Proclamation number 8287 of 30th of September, 1962. 1 Thessalonians 2, 13. According to Luther, you are constantly given knowledge of God's working in the human being. For the knowledge of this has been lost to humanity because people have distanced themselves so far from God that they cannot be permeated by His strength, i.e., that the effect of His flow of strength of love on the human being is curbed, if not prevented altogether. But the great distance is the result of unconnectedness, or also, anyone who lives in love is connected to God and voluntarily opens himself to His illumination of love. And receiving God's ray of love also means allowing God's working in the human being. It means that the human being slowly returns to his original state where he was flooded with light and strength and stood in brightest realization. However, knowledge, i.e., truthful knowledge, can only be attained from God Himself. The spirit from God that slumbers in the human being must be awakened, unite with the Father Spirit from eternity and consciously strive towards this Father Spirit. Then the divine flow of love flows unhindered into the human being who allows this radiation. But then one can no longer speak of spiritual intercourse with the spirit kingdom. Nor can there be any talk of receiving spiritual messages in a mediumistic state. But the working of God in man must be openly and clearly acknowledged, which produces spiritual results that are above criticism. Yet because you humans know nothing of the fact that you can establish such a heartfelt bond with God that He reveals Himself, you deny any divine influx, even though you have to admit that a power is at work which cannot be explained earthly when a spiritual thinking is imparted to you which was completely alien to you. You want to dismiss everything with the working of satanic forces and thus attribute more power to this satanic force than to the divine one, for you first doubt God's great love who wants to save but not condemn. And precisely this judgment betrays yourselves and your spirit. It betrays that you are still ignorant, otherwise you would be able to clearly differentiate between divine activity and satanic influence. The very fact that you lack this discernment also explains that God's adversary can often intervene in your thoughts because the right light has not yet been kindled in you. For anyone who stands in the right light, who stands in the truth which originates from God Himself as the eternal truth, will not doubt for a moment that God reveals Himself to people because He wants them to reach their goal in earthly life. Because He wants them to take the path to Him from whom they once originated, and because this path is to be illuminated, which can only ever be achieved by the truth. For truth is the light which shines brightly into the night, which breaks through the darkness of spirit in which humanity walks. Therefore, as long as you humans still spread misguided teachings as truth, the spirit in you cannot yet be awakened, and as long as you do not have the right to judge and describe a divine revelation as the work of the adversary, you should first seriously examine and remember all sayings of Jesus which you cannot dismiss as lies. For Jesus Himself said, I will reveal Myself to you. I will send you the Comforter who will guide you into the truth. Anyone who acknowledges Jesus and His work of redemption must also acknowledge His gospel, which He taught on earth, as pure truth, which often enough points to the working of the Spirit in the human being. Anyone who acknowledges Jesus as God's Son in whom God Himself manifested Himself, so that Jesus and God are one and cannot be separated from each other, will know the truth and will always understand the working of God in the human being. and then he will no longer want to associate this working with the working of the opposing forces, which only ever spread error and often make use of people who initiate contact with the world of spirits and who themselves cannot yet demonstrate the preconditions which guarantee a direct approach to God. Truly, you humans will be exposed to strong errors, and you will only be able to carry out all tests with God's support. But then you will truly also be guided into right thinking and no longer be subject to error. For God is love, God is light. He does not want people to walk in spiritual darkness. He wants to kindle a light for them himself. He wants to convey the truth to them if they are willing to accept it. He wants to reveal himself to people, and thus he lets his ray of light of love fall to earth, into which every person can enter who desires to stand in the light himself. And anyone who has been taught by God himself need truly not fear taking the wrong path, for God himself guides him by the hand through earthly life so that he can also teach his fellow human beings as he himself was taught by him, so that light will shine everywhere where deepest darkness still reigns. Amen.